This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Cases of COVID-19 are spiking in Boston public schools. Three schools have experienced outbreaks in the last few weeks. The Curley School in Jamaica Plain is shut down for 10 days as officials try to get a handle on the spread. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports some parents are angry about what they see as gaps in planning for school outbreaks.
A couple days before Halloween, Kate Mitchell got an email from her children's school, Manning Elementary in Jamaica Plain,
saying that there had been somebody who had accessed the building who had tested positive, and we were told that there were no close contacts.
Mitchell, who has a third grader and a first grader at the school, says things quickly moved from vague but official communication to a flurry of WhatsApp messages among parents.
I guess the message that really stuck with me was from one parent who said that a fourth grade parent had told her of six cases in the fourth grade classroom, and that parent wanted more people to know about it.
Mitchell ended up keeping her kids home for several days. She says a lack of timely communication from Boston Public Schools leaves parents fumbling for information, and it's unfair to the families that aren't as connected to other parents. In an email to parents, Boston Public Schools says it can't inform the community of a positive case until after all the close contacts have been notified.
There's very strict protocols.
That's Boston Superintendent Brenda Caselius.
There is often a lag in the information, and then sometimes rumors get ahead of us.
School officials say it's a delicate balance between sharing information about coronavirus infections and maintaining patient confidentiality. But parents, like Mitchell, who works in public health, counters that BPS has cited privacy concerns too often.
We're asking for very basic, broad numbers that can help us make decisions about what's safe for our families.
Mitchell says her daughter sits beside two children who tested positive, yet she never heard from any contact tracers. Other parents voice similar concerns.
You may think that you are a close contact, but indeed, to CDC guidance, you would not be deemed a close contact. And I think that that has created some frustration with parents.
Superintendent Caselius addressed parent concerns at a community meeting this week. She said contact tracing has been hard to complete quickly, especially at the Curley School, where 46 people tested positive in more than a dozen classrooms.
And it happened so rapidly that it has been challenging for our team to keep up with the capacity that we have.
Part of the reason the Curley School is shut down for 10 days is to allow BPS time to staff up testing and contact tracing programs.
We had up to 500 rapid COVID tests that we were having to give every single day, and we just weren't able to keep up with that and make sure that we were able to contact trace. And that's as transparently as I can share with you how challenging the situation was getting for the team at the Curley.
But some parents say they don't understand why the district was caught unprepared. Bevan Kenny is a physician and a parent at Manning Elementary. She says it seems like BPS was only ready for individual cases.
There's a case and then, you know, we're going to do this. But an outbreak is a whole other ball of wax. And I just don't think they had a plan for it.
BPS says it's following guidance from city, state, and federal authorities. Kenny says Manning Elementary is small and the principal stepped in to swab noses for hours, and she called all the families who were in a positive group to inform them they needed an individual test.
Basically, the principal has been deputized to be an infection control officer and to do some epidemiology.
BPS says the Manning outbreak was successfully contained. Roughly 10% of the school community tested positive. But the Curley School is larger and more complex. Caselia says she hopes to learn from this and have new procedures in place for the next outbreak. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.